This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Larimer County arts groups are gearing up to ask voters to approve a new taxing district that could mean millions of dollars in operating cash for dozens of organizations. Whether enough groups line up to support the proposal and get it on the ballot isn't clear yet. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about this latest effort to boost the arts. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Erin.
What are the cities interested in creating this regional tax district?
Well, Loveland and Fort Collins are definitely interested in asking their voters to support what's known as a science and cultural facilities district. And Estes Park is also expressing preliminary interest.
Are these districts used anywhere else in Colorado?
Yes, and SCFD, as these districts are known, is made possible under a law that was passed in 1987. That's a state law, obviously. Metro Denver has had a district like this since 1998, and voters have reauthorized it twice. It supports dozens of institutions, both large and small.
How will this district be created?
First, only one district is allowed per county, so Larimer County organizers will have to convince each community to participate, then gather enough signatures on petitions to place the question before voters. Organizers hope to have it ready to go on the ballot in November 2014. Local officials will decide which art groups will be able to participate in the funding and how much tax revenue should be raised.
Well, speaking of that, how much will it cost taxpayers?
Well, that depends on what the communities feel is needed and palatable to voters. In Metro Denver, for example, the seven counties opted to impose a 0.1% increase in sales tax. So that means a cost of about $14.55 per person annually. Loveland officials estimate that based on 2012 sales taxes, a new 0.1% increase would generate $5 million annually for the arts groups in Loveland and Fort Collins.
Well, new taxes are rarely popular, we must mention. Is anyone expressing opposition yet?
Well, it's still early, but at least one Fort Collins City Council member is suggesting that we shouldn't be asking for new taxes to fund the arts if we don't have enough money to take care of people and roads, too.
If the new tax does succeed, how many arts groups would potentially benefit?
In 2007, when the idea of an SCFD was first broached, there was a list of 70 to 75 organizations that would receive money from the district in Fort Collins and Loveland. Of course, including Estes Park and Berthoud, groups likely would boost that number. Existing organizations that would benefit include the new Fort Collins Discovery Science Center, the new Performing Arts Center planned for Estes Park, and science initiatives such as the Rocky Mountain Raptor Program.
Nice. Well, can arts groups use this money any way they choose?
Sorry, Erin. State law dictates that it be used for operating cash, but money from an SCFD has the potential to free up capital for use in other areas.
Now, obviously, this would be a great boon to the groups receiving funding, but how would Larimer County communities benefit from this arts tax?
Well, for starters, the arts community generates millions of dollars in economic activity in Fort Collins and Loveland and supports roughly 3,000 jobs in the creative sector. If the experience in Denver is any indicator, the tax has allowed many new arts programs to be created and has allowed major institutions such as the Denver Botanical Gardens and others to use SCFD money for operations.
I know other regional initiatives for the arts are also being discussed. Who's involved here?
Well, one of the major players interested in doing more to support the arts is the Community Foundation of Northern Colorado. This group is looking at creating a special endowment for the arts, and it told the Business Report this week that a new taxing district, coupled with its own work, could help create a critical mass for the arts. The Cultural Council of Estes Park has also expressed support for such an initiative.
Very well. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.